Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. If one time-honored tradition is the sober and clean comeback album, another is when a band follows its muse into psychedelia and Eastern philosophy. Good example being the Beatles. My next guest is the band And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead, and they built their career initially on an intimidating name and high-octane shows and a reputation for leaving behind a trail of, if not dead, at least broken and bloodied instruments behind. But on their new record called The Tao of the Dead, they too may be going zen in a way. More on that in a moment. But first, here, live in the Soundcheck studio, is the band And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead with their song called Weight of the Sun.
How much fun to be drifting along with the weight of the sun on my head. All covered in sand as I sketch with my pen and I brace for the troubles ahead. Slow, let the weight of the bow tense your arm as you pull the string.
And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead, and the song is called Weight of the Sun. Full title is Weight of the Sun or The Postmodern Prometheus. That's a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. The song appears on the band's brand new album called Tao of the Dead. That's Tao, spelled T-A-O, but Tao of the Dead, out next Tuesday, actually. And the members of the band, Conrad Keeley and Jason Reese, singing and playing the guitars, Autry Fulbright singing and playing the bass, and Jamie Miller behind the drums. And Conrad, good to see you, and Jason again, and welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having us back.
We spent the first half of the show talking about, you know, the clean and sober, the comeback album, you know?
Right.
You are looking back with this album to something a bit more psychedelic, it seems. You know, you've got, on the album, this song appears as part of a nonstop suite that goes on for like 20 minutes. Then there's another 16-minute track. Where's all that coming from?
Our roots, you know, I grew up with prog rock, and that was kind of like the music I grew up listening to. But it was also something that we've been planning on doing for a while, so this is kind of just the first time to actually you know, see it through.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can see hints of it in our last records. And in fact, even our first record, I consider a work of psychedelia in a lot of ways.
I mean, we've always tried to attain this idea of, I don't know, we were always into to the Pink Floyd, mm-hmm. yes, but we're at the same time, we're always into, you know, the Replacements, Sex Pistols, Unwound, you know, a lot of punk, a lot of, it's so, you know, we've tried to
I don't think
always...
we ever saw it as mutually exclusive like many other people do.
Right. Well, and nowadays, I think, you know, people in hindsight say, well, what was all the fuss about, as is so often the case when you set up armed camps like that in the music world. But, you know, not to put too fine a point on it, when you have big, long, psychedelic pieces, people will think, oh, I know what I'm supposed to be doing when I listen to this music.
Yeah, exercising.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
Really?
I mean,
bike riding.
I mean, you could look at it as that, or you could look at it as, you know, taking a long walk and mm-hmm. and enjoying it as a kind of a record to take a journey on.
When I was listening to the master copies of the record when we got it back, I took a bike ride, and it was great, actually, to drive to. So,
That song, you know, has this kind of, in a funny way, this kind of rockin' 6/8 thing going on, you know? It's got a real lilt to it.
Yeah.
It's
it's one of our favorite time signatures, that old 6/8.
Yeah. and, you know, there you mentioned the Ferryman in the lyrics. There's the subtitle, Postmodern Prometheus. I mean, there's a lot of mythology at work.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I take the Ferryman to be like the river Styx.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're big fans of Joseph Campbell and the, you know, Hero's Quest.
Mm-hmm.
So
how does that play into the album title, Tao of the Dead, looking eastward?
We were at the studio looking for lyrics, and sometimes you just, you know, the best way to get a lyric is just to grab a book and open it up. And the one book they had was the Tao Te Ching.
That was the one book in the studio.
It was almost, you know, providence. But I had been reading The Art of War and Balthazar Gracian's Art of Worldly Wisdom, so it seemed to kind of almost tie in, and they're very similar in their practical philosophy. It's not like some high-minded spiritualism, I think, that some people might mistake it for, but rather kind of a practical day-to-day, you know, way of dealing with life and people and interactions.
Mm-hmm. And in a very practical way, you guys have gone in a different direction here. Jason, it's down to four people. I mean, the sound hasn't been really scaled back, but, you know, you're a bit more streamlined, not a whole lot of guests coming and going. Was that a conscious and a practical decision as well?
Maybe more or less it was just a decision that we made is either you're in or, you know, in on the trip with us. If you want to do this, great. If not, then we'll see you around.
That goes for everyone.
That goes for everyone. No, but it was. I guess you could say that there's a bit of practicality involved in the decision to be a four piece again. But it does definitely simplify matters in one way. But at the same time, we didn't want to, I guess in one way exclude a bigger sound. Mm-hmm. We wanted to keep that hugeness.
Well, and I think mission accomplished. The band is And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead. The album's out next Tuesday, called Tao of the Dead. And they're playing Late Night with Jimmy Fallon on Monday night, and then the night of the release, doing a record release party at Littlefields in Brooklyn, and they're playing for us here today. Conrad, you mentioned, the Tao thing coming from the Tao Te Ching, the book that you found in this studio. Was that the one in El Paso, Texas?
Actually, no, that was the clubhouse in upstate New York.
Okay, so there were two places where you made most of this record.
Upstate
New York. But El Paso is kind of the setting for this next song, isn't it? The summer of all dead souls.
It was kind of inspired by some of the things that were going on over the border and this kind of sense of, I don't know, it was strange being out there, getting news of that every day.
So on your side of the border, El Paso, Texas, things are okay, and right on the other side of the border, the drug wars are going on.
Yeah, and we were quite close to it because, you know, there was an engineer on the session who lived in Juarez, and a lot of people that worked at the studio lived in Juarez or had parents that lived in Juarez. So we would hear daily updates, and after a while, you kind of became almost numb to it. It was just so mind-boggling, the stories, you know, hard to believe.
I mean, so, yeah, and you could just ride your bike maybe 2 miles to this huge border fence, and the thing was massive, and it's, you know, this...
Yeah, the fence was on the property that we that we recorded on.
Yeah, so it definitely had this, I don't know, ominous thing going on there. So... You can get some inspiration from that, definitely.
Well, let's hear how that worked out in this song. It's called Summer of All Dead Souls. Let's hear another live performance. The band is called And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead, playing live here in the Soundcheck studio and playing live next Tuesday evening at Littlefields in Brooklyn. That's the evening of the date of the release of the new album called Tao of the Dead, and this song is on it. It's called Summer of All Dead Souls.
Oh, give us a second. We're going to tune. All right. Yeah, we're good.
Everyone knows our secret tuning for the whole album.
Thank you.
And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead is the band live in our soundcheck studio. The song is called Summer of All Dead Souls. And once again, Conrad Keeley singing and playing guitar. Jason Reese playing guitar and singing. Autry Fulbright on bass. Jamie Miller on drums. Conrad, while you were tuning there, you sort of jokingly said, now everyone's going to know our secret tuning. The fact is, these two big pieces on the album are in two different... I mean, they're all tuned the same, right? I mean, there's...
Yeah.
One piece is an F and the other's in D.
Yeah, that was a kind of a concept. Actually, the second part, the studio name for that song was the F Train for a long time.
So, since you used the word concept, I will ask the question, is this a concept record?
No.
So then what is it? You have these two long pieces that seem to have...
It's
there is a literal narrative in the 16-page booklet that comes with the CD.
Right.
Comic book style, kind of a steampunk thing that you've created and drawn.
I guess you could say it's a multi-concept record, but I think just to say it's a concept record kind of limits it and puts, I don't know, it's a very catchy thing to say these days, but I don't think that we have a strict narrative, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, we have several narratives going on, so...
Well, and the narrative that's in the story that's in the CD booklet is clearly a part of something bigger. We're coming in the middle of something. Mm-hmm. Is this a bigger work that we're going to see more of?
Yes. Yeah. I've been working on it for a while, but this is my first time to actually reveal it to make it public. So.
All right. Well,
yeah.
it's
stay tuned.
It's visually quite striking and a story of sky vessels and sky whales and fox-headed miscreants and all kinds of stuff.
The movie will be out in 2016.
The band is And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead, and the album is called Tao of the Dead, and it comes out next Tuesday. The band will celebrate that record release by playing Tuesday night at Littlefields. The night before, on Monday, they'll be playing Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, but they're playing for us today, and you guys wanted to actually play us out today, right? That's the idea,
yeah,
Jason?
Man. Yeah, just a little bit.
All right, but you're going to start with a song before you jam your way out of soundcheck.
I would say yes.
All
right. Correctamundo.
Ebb Away, is this from the D or the F part
this
of the
album? From the D part.
Okay. So let's once again hear the band, and You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead, performing Ebb Away from their forthcoming record, Tao of the Dead, live on Soundcheck. By the Trail of Dead, live on Soundcheck, and that's going to wrap up today's show. On our next program, we talk with Renaissance man Henry Rollins, actor, TV host, founder of the hardcore band Black Flag, and live music from the orchestral folk outfit called Lost in the Trees. Our technical director is Irene Drudel. Our engineer today, John Delore. The program produced by Greta Cohn with Nona Willits-Aronowitz. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Tiffany Kamhai and Ernie Indradat. I'm John Schaefer.